today's story addresses violence and may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Why did my cousin have to get shot and killed? All he was doing was walking around in our neighborhood.
While we don't always know the reason bad things happen, we know God is still in control. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, I'm Zach. Sometimes it seems like the world is a dangerous place. We hear about shootings on the news or earthquakes in other countries. Even I get afraid when I read about the bad stuff happening in the world. But Jesus doesn't want you to be afraid. He gives you peace, even when the world is crazy and full of danger. 1 John 14:27, here's what it says. The peace I give is the gift the world cannot give. So don't be afraid or troubled. Those are the words of Jesus. Well, let's listen to our story today. It's called The Starry Night. Look at the shapes in this painting, the art curator said, trying to speak over the kids in the class. The comment barely registered in Brianna's mind. Brianna's class was on a field trip to the Museum of Modern Art, but all she could think about was her cousin, who was shot and killed in her neighborhood only a few nights ago. Why does this happen? Brianna wondered, her heart heavy with grief. Is anyone safe? Their group walked on. They stopped in front of a different painting. This is a very famous painting called The Starry Night, the guide told them. Vincent van Gogh painted it in 1889 while he was still in the hospital. Van Gogh? Was that the guy who cut off his own ear? Asked one of the boys. Yes, he was in a hospital in France afterward and painted this. While the hills and sky in the painting could be seen from his hospital window, the village is from his imagination, possibly even his hometown in a different country. Look at the dark colors used. Each building in the village is outlined in black, but the yellow and white of the stars and moon stand out in the sky. Look at the brushstrokes. They swirl in the night, but the village is made up of straight and up and down lines. See how the heavens are filled with wild energy while the village is silent and structured. Brianna stared at the painting. To her, it seemed like God was looking out on the little village from heaven, his spirit actively protecting it, even though the village itself looked still. Maybe Van Gogh needed this then like I need to see it now, she thought. As her class moved on to the next painting, Brianna prayed a silent prayer. Jesus, please watch over my neighborhood and keep us safe. Please help me remember that you saved me and are always with me, even when bad things happen that I don't understand. And for the first time in several days, Brianna felt at peace. So how about you? Do you feel unsafe where you live? Or maybe you're dealing with a situation at school that makes you feel afraid. Remember that Jesus sees you and is with you, even when bad things happen. Because he saved you from sin, you can talk to him anytime. Ask him for protection and peace in your situation, and trust him to help you talk to an adult about any fears you have for your safety. Our key verse is John 14:27.
The peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid.
And our key thought today, Jesus is with you. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new Unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids Ministries. Each day's reading focuses on a topic affecting teens like social media and self-worth. Find out more about the Unlocked devotional at unlocked.org. I'm Zach. Thanks again for joining me on Keys for Kids. I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.